This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
It's April 1st, 2019. And the left has pulled a lot of April Fool's jokes on us. They say it's okay that Joe Biden likes to grope women because it only happened once. The shocking evidence that will bring him down straight ahead. And so much more, ladies and gentlemen. But first, let's get to this key report and look at how everything the globalist is touching is falling apart, just like with AOC.
After reading the Green New Deal, I'm mostly afraid of not being able to get through this speech with a straight face.
The Green New Deal finally landed its impossible $100 trillion tax dollar country-killing behemoth on the floor of the U.S. Senate. Its main sponsor, freshman Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, had set the table at a House committee meeting, flailing around with Beto-esque zeal. AOC passionately pretended to have a grip on the science of climate change.
This is not an elitist issue. This is a quality of life issue. You want to tell people that their concern and their desire for clean air and clean water is elitist? Tell that to the kids in the South Bronx, which are suffering from the highest rates of childhood asthma in the country.
Even Cortez's asthma claims fell short.
I don't think so.
Fox Business host Charles Payne cited several studies, including a Columbia University study from 2013, that stated cockroach and mouse allergens are more common in lower-income housing and neighborhoods, as well as a New York Times study from 2003 in which social workers said they encountered furniture and carpets covered in dust in the Bronx and Harlem. These two studies show the likely culprit behind the asthma Cortez was flailing about.
This is a picture of Aquaman, a superhero from the undersea kingdom of Atlantis, and notably here, a founding member of the Super Friends. I draw your attention, Mr. President, to the 20-foot impressive seahorse he's riding. Under the Green New Deal, this is probably Hawaii's best bet. Now, I'm the first to admit that a massive fleet of giant, highly trained seahorses would be cool. It would be really, really awesome. But we have to consider a few things. We have no idea about scalability or domestic capacity in this sector. The last thing we want is to ban all airplanes and only then find out that China or Russia may have already established strategic hippocampus programs designed to cut the United States out of the global market. Mr. President, we must not allow and cannot tolerate a giant seahorse gap.
Every Democratic senator who is currently running for president has embraced the Green New Deal.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell sprung the vote on the reluctant Democrats, some of which, including Senators Joe Manchin of West Virginia, Kyrsten Sinema of Arizona, Doug Jones of Alabama, and Angus King of Maine, sided with the Republicans by voting no, while 43 of the Democrats hid behind procedure by merely voting present, a show of cold feet amongst Senate Democratic presidential candidates with zero guts to back up the madness of Cortez, who blamed McConnell for the resounding defeat in a tweet. In the end, AOC's United Nations Agenda 2030 climate change scheme, known now as the Green New Deal, was voted down with zero yays and 57 nays.
You know, we talk about cost. We're going to pay for this whether we pass the Green New Deal or not.
A no vote on the Green New Deal is a vote against a government takeover of our economy that would stifle economic growth, bankrupt our nation, and endanger the prosperity of all Americans. A no vote is a vote in favor of continuing an open and free economy that has made America the richest country in the world. And we find that the best way to do environmental improvement is to use the wealth of a nation to accomplish that goal.
Better luck next time, Cortez, if there is a next time.
One year ago, I was waitressing in a taco shop in downtown Manhattan.
John Bound reporting.
The globalists, the eugenicists, are always talking down to us. They're always trying to make us feel small, to feel insignificant. They try to censor because they fear you and don't want you to have the right to access information so you can make your own decisions. They want you to believe you're powerless. But the truth is, it is we the people and our ideas and our actions and what we say and what we do that changes the world. We are the power structure. We are the inventors. We are the trailblazers. And the globalists understand that. And they understand that they are basically trying to control and steal the future from we the people. Now, to help fund our operation, that is undoubtedly the very tip of the spear against these globalists, I want to encourage listeners and viewers to understand that throughout the second half of the month of March, we're going to have store-wide free shipping and 50% off InfoWarsStore.com, something everybody should take advantage of.
The program contains language and sequences some viewers may find disturbing.
The nation and all of our freedoms hang by a thread, and the military apparatus of this country is about to be handed over to scum, who are beholden to scum, Russian scum.
Please listen. If you don't, if you won't, if you fail to understand, then the same incredible terror that's menacing me will strike in you!
The function of all life is survival. Sleep. Sleep. Sleep.
Oh, my God, my God! Oh, my God! Lock the door. Lock the door.
They're coming! They're coming! Help! Help! They're coming! They're coming! Listen to me!
No,
listen! Help me! You're next, please! Please! You're next! We're in danger! Please, listen to me! Something terrible! Please! You're next! Here they are! They're already here! Help! You're next! They're coming! They're coming!
Sleep! The seed is planted. Sleep! Sleep! Terror grows.
Sleep! Ellen, wake up! Get you when you sleep! Sit up!
Of the body snatchers.
All of a sudden, they're growing like parasites. Is it contagious?
Scum! Free all the homies!
It looked right at me.
You're looking at it as if it was human. It was not human.
Now, the classic fear begins to grow.
We're being cornered!
In a modern masterpiece of science fiction.
They're barricading the street.
Invasion of the body snatchers.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
If you go up to InfoWars.com, you'll see articles put together by us. Videos 5 years ago, 6 years ago. You'll see Paul Watson's video from a couple years ago. Creepy Uncle Joe Biden. We first began to point out that Joe Biden can't keep his hands off any little girls or any women, runs his fingers through their hair, kisses them, rubs their sides, rubs their buttocks. And if you look at the big composite image up on the front page of DrudgeReport.com, you zoom in, it's all the different faces, or at least some of them, of the girls crying. In one shot, the woman is playing a flute. It's probably one of the most haunting videos. And for several minutes, he's behind her while she's playing, rubbing her butt while he whispers God knows what in his ear, and she begins to cry, still playing the flute. There are videos of parents pulling their children away from him, children recoiling, him pulling women down to sit in his lap and then putting his hands on their hips. It's how you get in a fight with somebody.
I mean, if somebody's been your buddy for 20 years and he pulled your wife down on his lap when he came over for a beer and started patting on her hips, you might say, hey, Bob, get a little friendly there. Get your hands off my wife's ass. Excuse my French. That is unless you're swingers. Then get your wife over here. You're going to have to share. I mean, the point is that this guy's out of control. And Bernie Sanders comes out, and Bernie Sanders defends him and says it only happened once, because it's on video that this very attractive Hispanic lady in the Democratic Party running for a higher office, she'd been a state rep, he starts grabbing her on the podium and kissing her and whispering in her ear and rubbing under her chin. I mean, if your wife's not in the mood, if she's not in a good mood, and you come over and start doing that to your wife, she's like, I'm not in the mood, leave me alone. I mean, you don't just approach your wife like that. But, oh, just do it to random women and people's kids. I mean, if my wife is trying to get groceries out of the car, look, my wife loves me, as always, you know, likes me, and is a very attentive wife and very excited about me. But if she's getting groceries out of the car and pulling the baby out of the back, and I come over and grab her by the butt, which, you know, I do that kind of stuff. She's like, hey, knock it off. I'm busy right now. It's just not the time for it. Imagine you're playing the flute or you're up on a stage and Joe Biden comes up behind you and starts rubbing your face and rubbing under your chin and then whispering in your ear and then gets behind you and starts rubbing your butt. It's all about a power and control thing. And that you're in this public arena and you don't know what to do. And then he always walks up behind the children and starts rubbing his hands through their hair. Very sexually. Imagine if somebody in a park walked up to your 10-year-old daughter, your 5-year-old daughter, and stood up behind him and then started rubbing his hands on your shoulders and rubbing the hands on through the hair. I mean, if the kids are running around screaming and yelling in the house like they do sometimes, and my wife's over there chopping up onions, say, for a salad. She's busy. She's not in the mode of being approached. I don't know what it is about your wife in the kitchen or something or doing things, but, you know, they're cute. They're doing stuff. You come up behind them and start rubbing on them and kissing on them. And, you know, most of the time she's like, okay, great, let's get in the bedroom in 5 minutes. But most of the time it's like, hey, I'm busy. It's just not the mode for it. So, again, men don't treat their wives, on average, the way Biden treats women in public. So put that in your pipe and smoke it. And then, again, it's bigger than Biden, the front runner of the Democratic Party right now, almost all polls show. It's that he gets away with it. He's been known to do this for decades. I know the guy who sold them the property, the wooded property right next to their bar, and he told me some stories, but it just fits in to everything else. It just fits in to everything we know about this guy. And how the Democratic Party is now defending him. Imagine if we had footage of Kavanaugh walking up to random women on stages and standing behind them and clearly rubbing on their butts and running his hands through their hair, would say, this guy's a creepazoid. By the way, I would never even think about doing something like this, but you go up and start touching on people's wives and stuff in public when you know their husbands are in the audience, it's going to get your ass kicked. I mean, let me tell you, if I was sitting there and I was at some public event and I looked 20 yards away and a guy's rubbing his hands through my wife's hair and I walk over and say, is this an old boyfriend? What the hell? Of course, my wife would be like, what are you doing? And push the guy away. That's the normal instinct. Yeah, there he is rubbing a woman's stomach up to under her breast. Ugh, so creepy, man. But oh, that's a creepy way he does it. I mean, I guarantee you, women, even if you were married to him, don't like that. So I'm going to go over all this and so much more. The globalists are planning to try to overthrow the president. We've got their next plan. I'm going to exclusively break that down coming up. Put out a special report last night on it. It's up here until about 8 o'clock. That special report, that's on Infowars.com and Newswars.com. And please don't forget,
We're listener-supported, and when you don't buy products, we don't exist. And it's an ongoing war. They try to shut us down, but thanks to you, literally thanks to you, we're winning the war against the globalists. And we've got the biggest sale of the year, 50 to 60% off all the great supplements, store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points. We've already sold out of four of the best-selling items, so we had to pull those, but we've still got X2, we've still got X3, we've still got Super No Vitality, Super Silver Wound Gel, Bodies, Brain Force, at InfoWarsStore.com. Brain Force Plus, 60% off. DNA Force, 60% off. Knockout Sleep Aid, 60% off. Silver Bullet Coil Silver, 60% off. Bodies, Ultimate Turmeric Formula, 60% off. Real Red Pill Plus, it's amazing. 60% off. 55% off all Super Blue products. And so much more, but you've got to take advantage of it now. If you've never got a product from us, they're great products, plus you're fighting the InfoWars, so please, if you've been on the fence, take that action. Get a T-shirt, get a book, get a video, get some non-GMO heirloom seeds. Now's the time to be planting them. InfoWarsStore.com, funds InfoWars.com. Tomorrow's news today. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
She seems happier. Her fur is so much shinier, silkier, softer. She has really mellowed a lot.
Sheba is a 105 lean pounds of shiny, smooth, happy dog for life.
The shedding has stopped. The itching has stopped.
Since 2001, we've helped more than 250,000 dogs get over their nutritional deficiency miseries.
And saved our customers bazillions in vet bills.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
Come to Dynavite for help.
DINOVITE.com.
If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
The omega-3 fatty acids, flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa, the digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Dynavite for life.
Don't let your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy.
Come to Dynavite for help.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise at gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise at gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
The year is 1995, and InfoWars launches the last of America's counter-globalist probes. In a freak mishap, InfoWars.com and Alex Jones are blown out of their trajectory into an orbit which freezes his life support systems and returns Alex Jones to Earth 25 years later.
Transdimensionally, over the space-time continuum through full space, where people are extremely lazy. The social engineers are there laughing. What we envisioned 100 years ago, 20 years ago, is now reality. While the society unravels, men run around totally frantic, not knowing how to be men, and women run around frantic, not knowing how to be women, and they don't understand that it's an animating contest of life, and that it's fulfilling to be informed, it's fulfilling to be involved, it's fulfilling.
InfoWars, tomorrow's news, today.
Let me tell you some of the big news that's coming up. And again, I don't like to be gonzo journalism, but it's getting pretty crazy at this point, and I'm not even sure what's going on now. But Saturday, Beto O'Rourke, Beto O'Rourke's how you're really supposed to say it, but I just have fun with it, had rallies in Houston and Dallas, El Paso, and a bunch of places. And then at 10:30 at night, he arrived to downtown Austin in front of the Capitol. And around the Capitol, there's some parking lots and areas, and it's very, very dark. And I say that because in the footage we have that we put on InfoWars.com, you see some of the crazy leftists, but you know, you can't really see that Beto is only about 70 yards from where I am standing. He's probably only got a crowd of about maximum 2,500. So the media called it 5,000-10,000. But I thought I could go with just three security guys and one with Owen separately up to the front, 50 yards away or so, 30 yards away. We were about 60, 70 yards to the side of the stage. I thought I could go up into it. And it was like Invasion of the Body Snatchers. And we have the audio of this we're going to be putting out later. But it's so dark in the crowd. And there's so much cussing. And you hear most of the voice going, oh, look, it's Alex Jones. Look, it's Alex Jones. But then there's a platform of media up above me. And they point and they go, it's him. Get him. And some of this audio is actually in the two videos they put out. But it's just crazy. And then people start going, get him, get him, get him. And there's women slapping at the security people and trying to get at me. So we get out of the crowd, and we get about 70 yards away to the side. And then as soon as Beto gets there, I start bullhorning. Reportedly, you could hear it over him at many points. It was very effective. And a couple hundred people rush out of the thousands up to where I am, a little bit of an incline, and start trying to physically attack us. And I mean foaming at the mouth like I had killed their children. And I'd say, Beto O'Rourke supports killing babies after they're born. And they would just scream, yes, we love it. We love killing babies. F you, F you. And just the level of vicious hate was unlike anything I'd ever seen. And that's before I was ever even bullhorning. And again, my security guys got slapped in the head. They slapped me a few times. And it was hard to get footage of any of it because it was just such a melee. They'd also come up behind you. But we got some of it on tape. But just to know the absolute raw hate. Like, I used to think it was cheesy when people would chant USA, USA, unless it was the Olympics or something. Because I get there's a USA version out there that means kind of U.S. Empire, launch wars. I don't like that USA. I like the real USA. But I learned in the last few years around leftists, the radicalization under Obama and the universities is so complete that I would say, hey, America's back. Trump is really getting jobs back. And I learned this about 2 years ago when I would go out to Democrat events, and they would all go into a rage and start screaming and cussing. In fact, I could be in front of a moderately normal liberal crowd, and I'd be speaking or bullhorning at an event that Hillary was going into or what have you. But as soon as I'd say, America is back, or America is good, or we should all love the country, that's what makes these people just go, rah! I mean, we're talking about radicalized people. I don't think the North Koreans, with all their brainwashing, when they protest the U.S., act like this. In fact, they don't. They just go out and march around. This is beyond 10 minutes of hate in 1984, where they would flash Emmanuel Goldstein, the supposed bad guy, up on the screens at these public events you had to go to every day in these movie theaters. And then you would just scream for 10 minutes going, ah! Ah! And I've had five people come up to me yesterday and today. When I brought it up at the office, people in the meeting this morning were like, yeah, I saw that too. No one watches Spectrum News. It's Time Warner. It's CNN. It used to be called News 8. In most cities now, they have a local, you know, CNN propaganda news group, very low quality. And I don't watch Love TV, but we do have Spectrum, and I shouldn't have it. The point is, it's the house has it, and I turn it on, and my daughter likes to sometimes, you know, watch a movie at like 8 at night. My middle daughter and I, I'll watch cartoons with her, so that's what we do. And when you turn on the cable, Spectrum's on. It's the first channel. And in the last few months, we probably only watched TV 10 times, but every time I turn it on, I'm like, is that a coincidence? It's Alex Jones, or I'm on the scroll at the bottom. So Pat Riley, who works here, he broke his foot a few weeks ago, so his wife had a baby. So they're at home all weekend. And he said, Alex, I just left it on in the kitchen with the sound off. You were on 3 times an hour to 4 times an hour. He even taped some of it or DVR'd it. Folks, I'm on every channel now. I'm on MSNBC every hour, CNN, everywhere. And everything they're saying is twisted or lies. And I don't know what they're building towards. Because they're almost attacking me as much as Trump now. It's like they've decided I'm Trump. And because they can't beat Trump, they think they're going to destroy me. And it's building towards something bad. I mean, there's no doubt that everyone's walking up to me going, you're all over TV. It's like you're on everywhere. I had people at a restaurant yesterday, at a toy store yesterday. One of my neighbors this morning came over and talked to me. Pat brought it up. People in the meeting brought it up. It's like, man, you're all over TV. I was like at a restaurant and Spectrum's on, and you were on repeatedly. Zimmerman saw that. And it's all bull, too. Like, we had two lawsuits against me of the 20 or so. Now it's down to like 6. We had two lawsuits thrown out last Friday. It was in local news, and that's it. But they advanced some of the Sandy Hook stuff. It'll take them years, even if they're successful in their fraud. But that is the lawyers and the big backer. We now know who the big backer is. That'll be released soon. It's going to be big news. And there was no coverage of us winning those. But the point is, something big's coming in. And I think I know what it is. I'm going to talk about that when we come back. And we're going to get into all the other huge news. Huge news in Europe. Please stay with us.
The globalist, the eugenicists, are always talking down to us. They're always trying to make us feel small, to feel insignificant. They try to censor because they fear you and don't want you to have the right to access information so you can make your own decisions. They want you to believe you're powerless. But the truth is, it is we the people and our ideas and our actions and
what we say and what we do that changes the world. We are the power structure. We are the inventors. We are the trailblazers. And the globalists understand that. And they understand that they are basically trying to control and steal the future from we the people. Now, to help fund our operation is undoubtedly the very tip of the spear against these globalists. I want to encourage listeners and viewers to understand that throughout the second half of the month of March, we're going to have store-wide free shipping and 50% off InfoWarsStore.com, something everybody should take advantage of.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Front lines of the information war. It's Alex Jones.
Now you're standing there, it sounds right. You better look at somewhere.
Hide what you have to hide.
And tell what you have to tell. You'll see problems.
All right, so. Remember, like last year, Frank called in. He since called in, and, you know, we've made up. He said, man, all you ever do is bragging about yourself. Dude, I'm not bragging about myself. I do not like the position I'm in. It's not fun. But I do like the fact that the globalists are in trouble and their system is being exposed. When we become one of the main focal news stories by the globalists, they've got a big reason for it. a big reason for it. And I figured out the reason. I know the larger plan, and I now know the timeline. And now I'm learning who the parties are and the exact players. And this is how we beat them. You don't think I'm on every news show every day now for no reason. They've got a larger plan to destroy me and then tag it onto the liberty movement worldwide in some larger defeat. They are branding me as the villain. I'm going to say this again. 3 times an hour, 24 hours a day, most days, on Time Warner Cable, now changed their name to Spectrum. That's the CNN. CNN runs and controls the station. They have Smirkanish and all these guys. People say, well, play the clips. There's like 10 of them a day. I can't even spend time watching them. And they say in the clips, he is a premeditated liar. Everything he says is consciously not true. He is a scam artist. And, of course, everything he's saying is about himself. They say the same thing about Trump. Oh, he's a liar. And they'll show like 20 containers of gumballs. And they go, every one of these gumballs is a liar according to PolitiFact. And then everything they say Trump's lying about is not true. I've never seen a president deliver this much of what he said he'd do. People said it's not expedient to go after Obamacare at this point. The Republicans are like, why are you doing it? Because it was on the list. It's the next thing on his list. And I watch these hit pieces, and it's bizarre how Trump and I are like bound. They even say that. They say, we're going to get Trump, we're going to get Jones. And they've basically stolen my identity and created this arch villain that they then are trying to use the captured identity of Alex Jones, this false identity, to project on to everyone else that they want to then demonize and attack. So I'm being turned into Darth Vader is the best analogy. And, of course, Trump is Emperor Palpatine. But that is not what's happening here. And then they take the fact that I'm real and I really tell you what I feel and I really tell you what I stand for to make that a weakness. Here's an example. And again, I'm going to say this to Frank and others. I've got incredible news here to cover. I've got big guests coming up. But I was in over, I get the Google alerts, over 500 original news articles that I got alerted to. Most of them got syndicated in the newspapers and on the television. I mean, no one I know can turn a TV on or go to a restaurant when I'm not on the television most of the time. My kids, everywhere they go, they see me. It's insane. So, what is the end game? Why are they doing this? They silence me as much as they can so that I can't speak for myself. And then they create this villain that I'm supposedly am. They don't put out this level of propaganda on something unless they're planning something big. Remember when they started burning a few Hollywood people with the Me Too movement? That was because the Democrats knew they had no credibility because of the Clintons. They thought they would distract by persecuting a few leftists and making them resign. And most of them deserved it, but it was still a persecution because it was planned and directed. Like the stupid former senator from Minnesota. He did a funny photo of grabbing a woman's breast and done some jerky stuff. And he probably should resign, but the point is, according to a Democratic yardstick, he should go to jail, basically. So they had a few of them fall on their sword to set the precedent to then remove any Republican in the future that even got accused. And they go, hey, we all resigned, but Kavanaugh didn't, because Kavanaugh didn't do anything. It was a fraud. Most women came forward and said they did it for political reasons. They were proud of themselves. They said, he's bad. It's like a lot of folks are defending Smollett, saying, well, you know, there are a bunch of white racists, so we got to stage this to show you how bad it is. That's why they dropped charges against him, because the prosecutor thinks he's a hero. We're just supposed to forget about the Kavanaugh kids and Blasey Ford and Smollett and the fake Russiagate and all this crap. And so they need some win. The Democrats need somebody that's fake, somebody that's bad, somebody that's like them. And so what they do is, like a sin eater, they project all of their sins and all of their tactics and the way they behave and the way they connive and the way they lie on to yours truly. And it's the only thing they can do. And they do the same thing on Trump, but it's not working. So they say, Jones has helped relaunch the Americana with his audience, the powerful audience that is the heart of this. Let's take our main enemy that helped get Trump in, and then let's turn it against Trump. And let's make Trump in the 2020 election. That's why they sent him all these letters and say, denounce Alex Jones, all these Sandy Hook lawyers and all of them. They create the false straw man, and they want me, when Trump denounces me, they want me to denounce Trump, and they want my audience to denounce Trump. Well, Trump isn't going to denounce me. But I tell my audience, if he and some Machiavellian in his wisdom wants to denounce me, denounce away, President. I'm ready. I'm playing the part, aren't I, in the real world, because the whole world's a stage of the Dark Knight. And so if I've got to get the blame for things to save this country, that's fine. Destroy me. By the way, I've already told the president that, and the president is not going to go with it, which I don't think he needs to. I think he's smart. I've just said, I don't blame whoever. Whatever happens, happened to me, I'm ready. I volunteered for this mission, and I'm fully committed to whatever has to happen, and I'm not going to question or doubt anything. As long as the president's steadfast in saving the country and the border and the Second Amendment and unborn and already born babies, as long as he keeps carrying out his mission, I'm going to carry out my mission, and I'm not going to back down. Because if they think they're going to get me to turn against the president or turn against this country, it's never going to happen. Now, I've said tongue-in-cheek things like, I love the president, I hate the president. I don't like being demonized for my support of the president. At a visceral, you know, fleshly level, this is not fun. But I love the president at a spiritual level. In the flesh, that just wants to have a good time, be left alone. So I'm really a reclusive person in reality. I don't like President Trump. Because in the straw man they've built of him, I get demonized by Trump's doppelganger. But again, that's not the real Trump. And the Alex Jones you see out there is not the real Alex Jones. When we come back, I'll play a few of the viral clips. Some I haven't played yet. A 3-plus-hour deposition that the media misrepresented. You know, notice most of the headlines use Jones. It says has psychosis and is crazy. And they don't actually show what I said. That's not what I said. And when you hear the video or see the video, hear the audio, when I play this on radio and TV, when we come back, you'll go, I've heard Alex say that 50 times. Exactly. I was being real with you. I was really trying to get everybody out there to really be retrospective and look for the truth of what's going on, not one extreme or the other. And I'll explain that when we come back, what I mean by extreme. Extremism in defense of liberty is no vice. It's good to be extremely pro-family, pro-God, pro-self-defense. What I mean extreme is extremely believing everything you're told or extremely not believing anything you're told. How do you find that balance? How do you trust but verify, as old Ronald Reagan said? Stay with us.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Discovered and researched exactly why I'm being attacked and demonized, second only to President Trump. They have ratcheted up their demonization ahead of 2020 to make me a symbol of evil and fraud and lies and fake news, to be an icon so they can support censorship and so they can hype their supporters up into a 10 minutes of hate directly from 1984. And so they can then destroy me and have a fake victory before 2020 because they've been unable to take out Trump. That's why all this is being done. First, I was to be used to hurt Trump in the election. It backfired. Then our Americana got supercharged because of their attacks and entered the bloodstream of national politics even stronger. And now they have turned us into the thousand-foot Godzilla that they projected onto us before. Yes, we helped stoke the flames of populism and nationalism. Yes, our audience was, of all the great organizations and groups, up front with Drudge and only a few others in taking the country back. We deserve to be targeted. We earned this. This is a sign of our victory, what we asked for. People always say, take the country back. Well, do you know what that's going to take? Sacrifice. I'm very honored. But now it's gone into 10 times previous attacks. It's foaming at the mouth. Almost every talk station, rock and roll stations will break in and say mean things about me. I'll be listening to XM and they'll just say something horrible about me. You tune into Howard Stern, he's saying something horrible. I mean, it's just the orders have gone out. This man is the devil and he is to be destroyed. And if you understand why they're doing it, you understand the key to their larger game plan. They are making their move. And then once they've trained their followers to hate me, and once they radicalize the left even more, they will then turn them loose on everybody else. That's all. I'm like a training toy to give them the taste of blood and to get them to attack and to get them into a rage. And then once they've attacked me and once they've all gone along with lying about me, then it's everybody else. And here's a few examples. I've always talked about how this is very important. On one end of the spectrum, you've got people with mass Stockholm syndrome who will believe anything corporate media tells them. We've got all the examples of that. There's still folks that think Russiagate's real. Two-thirds of Democrats do. And on the other end, you got people that think this is all a simulation and nothing's real. In fact, most big computer heads are like that because they're living inside simulation already in a false reality of zeros and ones, a mathematical construction, and so they start projecting it onto the world around them. When you're a hammer, everything looks like a nail. So you got folks who believe everything they're told and don't question the universe or anything. And then you got people on the other end who think the earth is flat and who think that maybe this is a simulation and nothing's real. And they have their right to do that. But you're going to get more people on the other end of the spectrum not believing anything, science, anything, because they've been lied to so much. You know, children that get abused by their parents, that get lied to, those are the people that get psychosis, really strong psychosis, where they don't know what reality is and what it isn't. And so there's an artificial insanity for everyone. It's like having your windshield fogged up. You normally don't have it fogged up, but when there's all these lies, all this propaganda, all the WMDs and babies in incubators and nerve gas attacks that turn out to be ISIS, and they said it was Assad, you start to not know what's real and what isn't because you get lied to so much. And so it's an artificial, synthetic fog of war that becomes a psychosis. Because a psychosis is not being able to differentiate reality mentally. And so I said it was almost a form of psychosis. This is my own lay psychology. I don't have a degree in this. I'm just a student of the world, an old school hand of the world. And he'd let me drive his truck when he was too drunk to. And he'd wink and give me money for the girls. And our lives were like some old Western movie. Sorry, I'm singing a line from The Highwaymen. The name of that song, Desperado's Waiting for a Train. We ought to play that today. I'm digressing. So that's how they operate. And then they take that. Jones says he has a psychosis. Jones says he was crazy when he did this. No, I was saying when they lie to you so much about everything else, it's perfectly normal not to believe anything anymore. But then when people started thinking that I was Bill Hicks or Bo Bridges or Jeff Bridges and really believe it, what's the frequency, Dan? Dan, what's the frequency? Stuff like that happens to you enough. You start seeing how the system lying so much and all the confusion and all the poison, electromagnetic and just everything out there. Mental illness is way up because people don't know what to differentiate anymore and they crack up. Kind of like an astronaut who's super tough and super smart, but 50 days inside a capsule with weird buzzers going off and stuff, they start going crazy. Temporary slide into a type of psychosis. That's a really smart statement. It's true. In that everything starts looking like a nail because they've lied so much. And then you look at those things, and even though you can't prove it one way or another, there's some anomalies, you go ahead and you say, yeah, it probably is. I'm proud of the fact that I've always been honest and always questioned and had courage. But they make that see something evil and then say Jones admits he has a psychosis, which is not what I said. I said almost a form, and I described it. But see, like most of these places, they tell you Jones admits he's crazy. They even edit out the almost, or they fade the audio down right before so they can put their fraud out and lie to you. Here it is.
Here's a question that I should have asked you today in deposition that I didn't.
That's a good question. Question you should ask me. I can't think of any.
Okay, Mr. Jones. You would agree with me that when some damage happens, when you break something, when you cause something to be lost, when you hurt somebody, whether it's intentional or whether it's a mistake, there's consequences for that, right? People should be accountable for the people they hurt.
Objection is to form.
Well, sometimes people claim they've been hurt and they haven't been. So you have to look at the agenda behind things. You have to balance things about why is the mainstream media lied so much, why have governments lied so much, the fact that the public doesn't believe what they're told anymore, and are we going to criminalize questioning Jussie Smollett or WMDs or babies in incubators? And it really is the fact that we've allowed the government and institutions to become so corrupt that people lost any compass of what's real. And I've, myself have, almost had like a form of psychosis back in the past where I basically thought everything was staged, even though I've now learned a lot of times things aren't staged. So, and I think as a pundit and someone giving opinion, that, my opinions have been wrong, but they were never wrong consciously to hurt people. And so I think it's part of that process of me growing up in Rockwall, Texas, and watching the police steal drugs and then conduct anti-drug programs at the school. I think that shook my opinion of police in general, and I was very anti-law enforcement until I grew up and learned more things, and now I'm pretty much pro-police. So it's been a process.
And life is a process. Oh, Alex, you questioned Sandy Hook when everybody else was questioning it. I mean, all these liberals at the Beto rally going, hey, I question Sandy Hook. I mean, most people don't buy it for whatever reason. And then once you say, okay, I apologize if any of this hurt you, they go, oh, we got you. Keep apologizing. And then they turn you into this devil when the New York Times isn't apologizing for lying about WMDs consciously. CNN doesn't apologize for any of their lies about Russiagate. None of them do. They did it on purpose. They get a memo. They put lies out. But, oh, the left is all sanctimonious, like that lawyer who's a big leftist sitting there. Aren't you sorry for what you've done? No, I'm not sorry for what I've done. I'm sorry if me having to ask these questions hurt people's feelings, and I'm sorry for tragedies, but I didn't kill those children. But we've had this senator, Murphy, or Murray, whatever the hell his name is, up there in Connecticut, come out and say that I killed this guy that died last week. He said, I killed him. The Sandy Hook father, that's outrageous. He gets to have his platform and say that, but not me. He just said, I killed that man. That's okay, because he's an anointed leftist. He said, the survival of our democracy depends on banning InfoWars. The whole system's declared war on me. Why?
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to trim back the cloth on a budget, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
You could see a difference. Even the cameramen were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah,
but I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.